Turn it up. It'll start registering on the meter.
And,
okay. Okay. Now, for most human voices, you're going to get it around right here.
Right,
plus
two.
Well, it should be plus, well, it's zero. For a dance, sometimes you get up to plus five.
Plus five? Where do you see the plus
it's
five?
Right here.
Oh!
See, here's plus
I'm
10.
I'm looking at that. Usually you.
I better turn this thing on. I'm here in Tanana with John Sackett, president of Tanana Chiefs Association. John, what is the meeting about?
Well, first of all, we've had a very in-depth review of land selections as it applies to villages and regions and going down into native allotments, and tomorrow we'll be getting into reservations. But we've got David Hickok from the University of Alaska, whose offices are in Anchorage, and Lee Gorsuch from Alaska Native Foundation. And by questioning them with regard to the timetable, with regard to just exactly what we must do in order to get our lands, we're having quite a conversation in terms of participants by the executive board. Going on to another subject, the reason that we called the executive committee of the Tanana Chiefs to meet at Tanana is that it's our, we are striving to try and get as much participation and information out to all of the villages. And we feel that when we meet in a particular village, this at least gives the people of the village an opportunity to see what the Tanana Chiefs is doing, to learn about the land claim settlement, and to see that they, as members of the village, can participate in the activity of the corporation. Tomorrow, for example, here at Tanana, we'll be going into the activities that we've had at the main office in Fairbanks since March. These includes all of our different contracts that we have with regard to activities in education, health and social services, enrollment, housing, local government with training programs that will be starting on the 19th for fourth class cities. All of these things we'll be presenting to the executive committee for their direction, and hopefully once we get their direction, we'll be able to go back to the main office and work out on these things as a continuing process.
What members of the executive committee are here in Tanana?
We have everyone of the nine people who are, except for Tim Wallace, who is still in the hospital. But all of the board members are here in Tanana, and they include the five board members elected from the full board of the Tanana Chiefs, and the executive people who are elected, the president, treasurer, secretary, and vice president.
Could you tell me their names and where they're from?
Yes. The five people from the main board are Jimmy Huntington from Galena, Ronnie Sam from Alatna, Pat Frank from Holy Cross, Ernest Holmberg from McGrath, and Jonathan Solomon from Fort Yukon. In addition to that, on the executive board are the president, myself, John Sackett, Tim Wallace, who is still in the hospital in Fairbanks, Lucy Carlo, the secretary, and Melvin Charlie from Minto, who is the treasurer. And this comprises and makes up the executive board.
You mentioned that you felt it was a good idea to have the meetings in villages to get more input from the people. Have you had meetings in other villages before?
We're since our March meeting, this is really our first big executive board meeting. And my recommendation to the executive board is that from now on, our executive board meetings be held at various villages. We'd like to start at the larger ones. I would like to propose that the next one be held at Fort Yukon, and then perhaps McGrath or Galena or Holy Cross. But to try and get as much of our information in our meetings out to the people so that they can see what we are doing, since all the people in the villages are members of our corporation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Juanita Corwin, and I'm here with the Alaska Native Foundation, or as part of the Alaska Native Foundation staff. We are here with the purpose of conducting a seminar on land selection, land priorities, mostly overall land.
What is the Alaska Native Foundation?
It's a Ford Foundation funded program. And initially we were funded to increase organizational capacities of the Alaska Federation of Natives. Then there came the Tax Reform Act, where the Ford Foundation could not fund any organization that was politically active in influencing any kind of legislation. This is how the Charitable Trust came about and evolved into the Alaska Native Foundation. It has a separate board, with representation from regional organizations. We have Eskimos, Aleuts, and Indians on the board, along with public officials, so that we could conform to the tax reform thing to make us a public foundation.
I noticed that one member of your staff is doing videotaping of the proceedings. Is this to disseminate information to other people, or is it another reason?
Chuck Immig is under contract with the Alaska Native Foundation, partially funded under 701 HUD funds. It's in planning, and he will be using these tapes to an information service that we're putting out through the...
Will these be made into films or kept in half-inch videotapes for distribution to villages?
Videotapes for distribution to the regional associations.
A few questions about things that were brought up today. There was a question about village rights as opposed to native groups. Could you clarify the difference between a village and a native group?
A native village is a community with more than 25 natives, 25 or more, I believe it is. A group is less than 25 natives. That's the way the bill states it.
What are the difference in rights between a village and a group?
Well, the village corporation is named in the act as, and a group isn't defined. And I think that the only one who could, the only ones who could really tackle this problem are the regional and village corporations. And the BIA, of course, is working on it, Maury Thompson. And that's the only thing I could say about it, really.
Under the Act, villages are entitled to a certain number of townships based on population. Would a native group be entitled to any particular amount of land based on its population?
I think a native group is... let me refresh my memory. A native group is... can get 160 acres, isn't it? Yeah.
Is that for each member of the group or for the entire group?
I think it's for the group because it does state that the group has to be incorporated.
If a group incorporated, would they have more rights then? Would they, for instance, be entitled to share in the regional corporation in which they would be included?
That's something that they would have to work out with the regional corporation, I'm sure.
It seems that this meeting is bringing out a lot of loopholes in the Act. Do you think that there'll be more questions brought up or any resolution to some of these problems?
I'm sure that the Tanana Chiefs Executive Board... we'll have a lot to talk about.
Thank you. Yeah!
Thank you.